And this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. Especially, okay, I'm going to try getting it right this time. Nope, I didn't write it down, so I don't have it in front of me. It's not Squamish, it's Squamish. That's something like that. I'll get it. I'm going to get better at this, folks. Anyway, it's in British Columbia. You can check it out yourself. Beautiful part of the world with beautiful people living in it, especially my friend and the newest in the family and everyone in between. It is almost 3 o'clock on, holy cow, the last arts show of the year. Well, there's got to be a last one, but the funny thing is, there'll be a first one next week. We don't drop a beat here. It's time for Arts Live and Local. This is Carol, your host. I have lots of exciting things on the show today, and I'm going to start right out, if things go well, with some music for my first guest, and then we'll just keep on moving. Okay, I'm having a virgin experience right now, folks. Wonderful music from Project Trio, or the Project Trio.
They go by Project Trio.
Okay, mm-hmm. Project Trio. And they are going to be right here at the Liberty Theater on Thursday, the 4th of January, 2018. That's less than a week away. And here to tell us about it is the artistic director of the Liberty Theater, Barinas Jones Centano. Hi, Barinas.
Hi, Carol.
And Barinas is, I don't know how newly discovered she is, but if you check out your Coast Weekend, you're in for a treat, folks. So, Project Trio, are they a real trio? Are there just three of them in it?
There's a real trio.
Okay. Ever since those three-legged torso guys show up with five people, I never take anything for granted. So tell us about them. Tell us about the concert, which is happening Thursday, and how it is that they come to the Liberty Theater.
Okay. Well, so the Project Trio is a group of three gentlemen. There are three of them, and there's a cellist, There's a double bassist and a flutist. And Greg Patillo is the flutist, the gentleman that you heard featured there. And also the bassist is Peter Seymour. And then we'll get to meet, for the first time this coming Thursday, we get to meet their cellist, who's Eric Stevenson.
Is he new to the group?
Nope. They've been together. They started together in Cincinnati at the Cincinnati Institute of Music. They're out from Brooklyn, but they were studying at Cincinnati of Music, students in the classical music trade.
They live in Brooklyn now?
But they live in Brooklyn now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Or the Bronx. Sorry, Carol.
Oh,
sorry. Bronx.
Never mind.
Sorry. Wrong,
never mind.
Wrong part.
They almost had status. Brooklyn status. Bronx, a little bit. But at least they are coming 3,000 miles, though, which makes it a treat. Mm-hmm. How is that? How did that happen? Are they on tour? Is that...
Actually, no. They happened to be available, and Jennifer nabbed them, basically, through word of mouth. Someone contacted us and let us know,
wow.
So we nabbed them. And the really cool thing about them is that they have a real heart for education. So that's really an important part to us with our program we've got coming up.
Okay. Tell us about what's going on at the Liberty, and then we'll come back to the Project Trio from the Bronx. I got so excited.
I'm sorry. Brooklyn. I'm sorry to let you down, Carol.
It's okay. It's okay. They are true New Yorkers, though, or they are now.
I'm afraid to say for fear that it might let you down, Carol.
I know. I understand. Okay, so the Liberty has a whole bunch of exciting things happening, mm-hmm. and they are part of one of the series. Tell us, how does this work, and what did you mean about the education part?
Yeah, okay. So the classical series, which it's an inaugural series this year, is primarily designed to bring more classical music performances in town. And the guys of Project Trio are definitely crossing, you know, they're known as genre-defying, in that they're doing classical, plus they're also, you know, doing jazz and beatboxing, everything. So there's a wide range that they do. But the classical series, we are also making it very important to us and to the rest of the town to allow our students that are in the schools an opportunity to get to know the artists as they come in town. So Project Trio will be a part of that in the classical series. Next week, Thursday, we have the kids from the Astoria High School coming over to the theater. They get a workshop where they get to meet the artists. They get to hang out with them, and the artists will teach them at 4 o'clock. It's really exciting for the kids. And then after that, the kids are staying for the concert as well, which is a big deal.
This is fantastic. So so what group of kids? Are these the band? And
so this is, we're having the students and that are any of them that are taking any of the music classes. So that's the voice students that are in the choirs, and it's also the students that are in the bands, the orchestras, all of them. So we're not telling the only, you know, just the orchestra kids.
Right,
it's all
right,
of them that
right.
are at Astoria
is
High School.
Is that going to be the way it works for all of the classical series?
Yeah, for as many of them as possible. If the artists are able to stay in town long enough for the classical series, we're trying to keep it manageable for ourselves as well, because, you know, we're very limited in terms of staff at the theater. But this year, we're trying to make sure we're so that we can really address the needs, learn what works for us, and learn what works for the students, what they're learning, what the teachers then will tell us, how did it go for them. Mm-hmm. And we'll ramp things up next year.
But the what I'm hearing is that this is going to be after school, so the kids will not have to miss school. Yeah, because otherwise it gets dicey.
Right. So this one, because of the travel time for Project Trio, this is going to be a 4 o'clock thing where the students come after school and they hang out at the theater and that kind of thing. But some of them, the artists are able to stay a little bit longer, so they go to the classrooms and do a workshop. So it just depends on what the needs of each organization is, whether it's the school or the artists.
How many concerts will there be, or are there in the classical series?
So we have, I think 5 more concerts to go. There's one in January, then we have 2 in February. There's February 4th, which is the Song and String Trio, which is also going to be an art installation, and we're excited about that because that's also going to involve art students at the high school. So that's a big deal. Song with a soprano, and then the string trio, and then art installation. That's exciting. Then we'll have the Delgani String Quartet, which is going to come, and that's going to be a string quartet.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's also a band. I can't remember the full name of the group, but it's a brass quintet that will perform. And then we'll also have another group. I'm suddenly forgetting the name of the other groups. Solstice which is a wind ensemble. So we've got a bunch of things still coming.
And this runs through next December?
Through May.
Through May?
And then we'll start up a whole new bunch for the next season.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
This is so packing it in. Mm-hmm. And this is just the classical
That's
series.
That's just the classical series,
and
right.
And as much as possible with the outreach. Is the outreach going to be working with mostly Astoria students, or will you be able to reach other kids?
We have decided this year to keep it purely the Astoria High School, because that's a group of people that we've been working with, and a lot of those instructors are also in our ensembles, the community ensembles.
Mm.
So it's easiest for us to work with that group, and we know these people. Mm-hmm. But we certainly are reaching out to Seaside and Gerhard and
Napa,
including Napa and that kind of thing. And that's mostly the high school program.
Right.
We're certainly going to branch out again next year.
Right. This is very exciting. This is the first year doing this as a because there of course has been outreach before, but it's spotty.
But this is Jennifer and I both come from the luck of having been in schools where we had access to performing artists.
Well, I was going to circle back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Besides being the artistic director, AKA administrator, you're also a musician, an opera singer.
Mm-hmm.
How does this all fit together?
Yeah, well, Jennifer and I both can tell you stories of how our first exposure was in a classroom. And in my case, it was because I happened to be lucky enough to be a violinist at the time. And my teacher took us to go see the opera. And I was blown away by the sound of the voice. And I was singing all the time, but just never thought of it as a career for myself.
Right.
And so anyway, the long story is that now it's really important for me to give other kids that opportunity and that exposure to the artists. Classical, pop, jazz, blues, all starts starts and arts.
Bravo.
So, yeah.
And do you still have your own opera group?
Yes, I do. It's Cascadia Concert Opera. We're about to change our name to Cascadia Chamber Opera because we've now been able to institute a lot of instruments and that kind of thing into the group. So, but yeah, I do.
Nice, nice. Life is complicated.
It's busy.
And if we're lucky, maybe one of these days you'll be a programmer here at KMUN, too.
Woo, wouldn't that be fun?
On it. Yeah. Get that on the record, folks. Wonderful. Okay, so this is January 4th, which is Thursday, a week from last night, Project Trio at the Liberty Theater. And the best thing to do for tickets and for more information about any of the concerts or anything else going on at the Liberty, like Reader's Theater, etc., is to go to libertyastoria.org. You don't have to know how to spell theater. You don't have to make that big R-E-E-R decision. So
that's funny, Carol.
Now, you mentioned, it's so true, I get...
You're right.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
So, and what time is their concert, Project Trio?
They're at 7.
They're at 7. Mm-hmm. Okay. Best to have your tickets or to get there half an hour early. Make sure you get them. And it's open seating, I'm sure.
Yes.
So, okay. Now, you mentioned, and we're going to segue to my next guest. You mentioned that your personal hopes are that kids get exposure to all kinds of music.
Yes.
You have, in addition to this classical series, you have something called the Sunset series.
Yes.
Is that just for old people, sunsetting?
No. Sunset. I've been trying to figure out for myself exactly why we wanted to call it Sunset. And I wasn't involved in that. That was before my era. That was last year they came up with that title. But I think it's a brilliant title. For me, it just means looking into the sunset, seeing all the beautiful shades of things and the rays and the colors. That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
And so the artists that we get to have on that, it's just a wild and wonderful collection of artists that we get to see tomorrow night, in fact, is one of the groups. I'm excited.
That's right.
About Giants in the Trees.
And we're going to hear about that right now. Thank you so much. You've been hearing Barinas Jones Centeno. These double names that are, but at least that's, you know, you borrowed that one. So, okay. And we will see you very soon. Thank you so much for coming in, Barinas.
Thank you, Carol.
And I have some music to give Barinas a chance to slip away from this fabulous, relatively new group, Giants in the Trees. And then you'll hear from my next guest. Stay tuned, Coast Community Radio.
of war. Don't wanna let it show, wanna let it go, wanna let it flow.
Album, I think, I'm pretty sure, and my two guests are going to tell us all about it. Chris Novoselic is here, and Chris has lots of credits. The first one, of course, is that he is a KMUN programmer.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm known as DJ Kano.
Yep, and you did have a regular program for a while, but now you must...
7 years.
Oh, for God's sake, I didn't realize
I was on
it was
the air like every other Saturday.
I did not even realize.
Well, I started on Thursday afternoons, but
right.
Then I migrated.
I remember the first time you came with this big box of records, and you said it was stuck on vinyl. Instead of stuck in the 60s, it was stuck on vinyl.
Well, I was stuck on vinyl for like two shows or three shows, and it was too limiting, so I changed it to stuck on vinyl. But I love stuck in the 60s.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you've got quite the collection. So the other, which many people are more familiar, people who aren't here at KMUN, is that Chris was the bass player for the grunge band from Seattle, Nirvana. And we are very delighted to have him in our neighborhood creating music and all kinds of things. And with him today is his fellow band member, Eric Friend.
That's me. Hi.
Hi, Eric. Good to see you. And I don't know that I've ever met you before.
I believe we might have met I'm in another band as well, and the Skamakaway Swamp Opera.
Oh, of course. Oh, and Jillian's in that one,
That's
too.
That's right. And, okay. So there's a little bit of musical crossover there.
And you might know Ray Prestigard.
Of course.
He's a programmer.
Ray used to be a programmer here, too, and a wonderful guitarist. So, Eric, what do you play?
I play the drums, and I play them loud.
And they're not here today, thank you. Okay, the drums, that is, Eric is. And Jillian sings. Does she play an instrument?
She'll play like a banjo and some bass when I play accordion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You hear this, folks? I love it because accordion is a wonderful instrument, and some people, along with the banjo, like to make jokes. What do they know? But and Ray plays guitar most of the time. Does he?
Yeah, he plays various strings. He'll play
all
like
kinds of strings.
Yeah, like
okay.
Slide and
box guitar.
Box guitar.
What's a box guitar?
It's like a cigar box, really twangy. It's okay. Just an amazing
sound. It's a four-string
sound.
Guitar.
It's a tenor guitar. What do you mean
kinda,
a box?
Yeah, it's like a, probably, I don't know what it's, is it tuned like a tenor guitar? I don't
well,
know.
Tenor guitars are four-string guitar,
here,
he'd
tell
and you
us.
Can
he'd
tune them any way you want. I know okay. because I've been part of the tenor guitar gathering for 7 years. So
well, you know more than I do.
And I even have my own box guitar that was made by a gentleman across the river. So Giants in the Trees. This is the first release?
Yes, correct. It is.
And do you all come from, well, obviously Eric and Jillian have played together, and the Skamakawis Swamp Band is, do you get to play loud drums in that band too?
Well, in that band I play a mandolin and a bucket.
Okay.
But I think like Chris it. Saw that maybe the bucket wasn't enough for me, and... He's like, we got to get this guy some drums.
We put him behind the drum set.
Oh, God. And he went wild.
And those Giants in the Trees were born.
I
yeah, he
see.
Went wild.
And tell us, how was Giants in the Trees born? And I know you're very tall. Eric, are you also?
How tall are you, Eric?
I thought I was tall.
Until
but
you met Chris.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. So I'm in the 6 foot plus club.
Okay. So there's two tall ones and but that's not where the name came from, is it?
Oh, I know where you're going with this, Giants in the Trees. I think, well, what it is the first song we wrote together, Jillian gave it the title of Sasquatch.
Oh.
And so there's the whole romance of the Bigfoot Sasquatch, and that mm-hmm. we live out in the woods in mm-hmm. Washington. And so it's just kind of, that's our the lore that we
put together.
Yeah, it's part of our image.
Yeah, and Bob Pyle's out there in your area too, and of course he's one of our Bigfoot people.
He's an expert in Bigfoot lore.
Right. You've played you and he.
Yeah, we have a band.
Gigs.
Yeah, Butterfly Launches from Sparpole.
Say that again, please.
Oh, Butterfly Launches from Sparpole. That's our Bob and I'm raised in that band too. So.
I see. I say it every week because it happens all the time. We are so rich in fine musicianship around here, and people just kind of come together, call each other up, need this, need that. And now this idea that you were playing the bucket. I play washboard, by the way, Eric.
Oh, excellent.
But nobody...
That's so resourceful.
Nobody has given me a drum. I do play dumbek, too, but nobody's given me those big drums. That takes more talent, I think. How did you come together, the four of you?
Well, so there's an organization called The Grange, and there's a Grange in every town, and out in Skamakaway, out in... near where I live, I came to an informal jam session at the Grange, and Ray was there, and Jillian was there, and Chris was there, and we wasted no time writing our first song, and I think we knew that a band was formed at
wow.
that time.
How exciting. Wonderful. I do want to make one slight correction. You said there's a Grange in every town. I would change that word town to... village, perhaps.
See, every village.
Because, Hamlet.
Yeah,
Hamlet.
Right. There you go. Roundsmead has a Grange, too, but Astoria does not.
Ah, so. Okay.
Out there only does, and Lewis and Clark. But anyway, so how did you do with the music? Because, Chris, I know when you play music, you give us quite a variety, including plenty of ethnic music, which I love, of course. Is that where your accordion playing came from? Or
well... I think I appreciate that question because if you listen to our new CD and it's on, if you want to watch some videos or hear some music, you can go to giantsinthetrees.com and you'll see that our CD is really a mixed bag of songs. It's, we write songs for the song's sake, and we have a lot of. I think there's some really great. We're great musicians in the band, and so there's a lot of flexibility and a lot of dynamics. And so, you know, I'll play accordion, or there'll be banjo, and like we said, you know, box guitar or electric guitar. Some songs are heavier, some songs are lighter, and it's just a mixed bag of songs. And so if you come to the show tomorrow night
this
at the Liberty Theater,
here, folks.
If you come to the show tomorrow night, you'll see yes. that there's a we try to really be a diverse band and try to just kind of explore different. There's a lot of cohesion there too. It's not like we're sprawling all over the mm-hmm. place, but it seems like the songs have personality and, you know, maybe some different tempos.
Well, who writes the songs?
We all do.
And then you just sort of
we've written songs as individuals, mm-hmm. and then we've written songs as a band, and then the band just kind of Giants in the Trees eyes it.
Say that again.
We kind of put it through this process where the band like. Well, if somebody wrote a song, then we kind of put it through the filter of the band, and then it just kind of comes out as our sound. So, again, you know, with just a lot of, you know, just we try to be a sound big, and there's a lot of harmonies.
Well, the beauty of it is, just from being here, I know that each of the four of you is an experienced musician, so I'm thinking you listen well to one another. And then you just sort of add in and move around and change. And that is very exciting. So everything on here is original?
Everything's original, wow. yeah. And everything is wow. just like we approach a song for the song's sake. Like, what does this song need? And that's always been my experience with every band I've been in. And that's it seems like a good idea. Just work, go for the song. And your boss is the muse. And so if you're inspired... And you're positive, and you can make great music. Yeah. I hope ours is great. You just have to find out for yourself.
Yeah, tomorrow night. Let's emphasize that the concert, and this is why I mentioned that it was a good segue because Barinas was talking about Project Trio next Thursday as part of the classical series, and this concert with Giants in the Trees is part of the Sunset series. And we clarified that, and now you can see from the musicians, this is not music only for old people, obviously. This is all age.
It's all ages, yeah.
All age. Now, the concert is at 7:30, did you say?
It's at 7:30.
Because it opens with yet another KMUN person, and that would be Brian Bovenizer and the new Old Stock. Have you heard them yet?
Yes.
Yeah. Brian was on last week. He didn't have... music for us to play from the band, but he did a solo piece of his own, and he explained also the meaning of new old stock, but I'm not going to go into that. You'll have to go back and listen to last week's show or check him out. So they will be opening. That's kind of like the first set. Is that how it will work?
Yeah, the opening, okay. And then we're the okay. headliners.
And the headliners.
The headliners. Just like in your car, there's a headliner.
In your car?
Yeah, never mind.
Never mind. I have no idea what he's talking about. Okay, here's what I want to know. Eric, give us a little bit of your background in music.
Well, I've always been in choirs growing up and singing, and I'm kind of a technical person, sort of a computer engineering background, and so that got me into recording, engineering, and keyboards and all this stuff, and I just like every instrument, and I've tried to be musical my whole life.
And you actually recorded the music for this.
I did. It's kind of my first real gig in that regard. We recorded the album by ourselves, no label, out in Deep River.
Do you have a studio out there?
We built a little home studio out there. It's
way to go. Way to go.
This is grassroots music, DIY. Mm-hmm.
I love it. Who's Jack Endino?
Jack Endino, I started working with Jack Endino 30 years ago when he recorded Nirvana's first demo. And he's also known as the godfather of grunge, the, you know, Seattle rock music. And he's recorded just about every Seattle band there is, you know, Soundgarden, Mudhoney, countless bands. And he just won an...
a Grammy?
A Grammy. He just won a Grammy for a Nando Reis record. Jack and Barrett Martin played on the... Nando Reis is a Brazilian pop artist.
Mm.
And they won a Grammy for this record they recorded in Seattle, but which is huge, like in Brazil.
Right, right.
It's a Latin Grammy.
So what did he have to do with... Did you just give him a
call?
He
mixed it. He mixed it. And he likes coming down to Waukegan County. And so we did some mixing there, and we did some mixing in Seattle, and he just kind of put his polish on it, his experience.
Excellent. And it's interesting because most people in the world couldn't possibly pronounce that county's name.
Oh, yeah, Waukegan.
Waukegan.
Well, I thought you were going to say, because his name, Jack Endino, that's like his professional's name, but his real name is Michael Giacondino. And so Giacondino, yeah, Italian. And so he just changed it to Jack Endino.
Giacondino. Yeah. Oh, very clever.
Yeah.
Yes, very clever. Wonderful. So you've got yet another aspect. What's your crossover, Chris, from grunge, which of course I never heard of until I came to this.
You've never seen like a shower with this kind of weird kind of
black gunk
growing in the corners. That's why I never liked that word grunge.
That kind of grunge.
I don't like the term grunge. I don't like the term alternative.
Yeah.
I think it's all just rock and roll music, and it's music, and it's just pigeonholing things.
So was that your full spectrum from at the beginning, was rock and roll, except for the Croatian music you played on the accordion, or
well,
not?
I grew up listening to 4-track tapes before the 8-tracks. They had 4-track tapes, and they're just a little different from 8-track tape. And my dad would play like Chuck Berry, Rolling Stones, Dick Dale, and the Deltones. So I grew up with, and I would listen to AM radio, like top 40 AM radio. And this is like in 1970s, you know, about 1970, 60. I was born in 1965.
Is this the Seattle area?
No, this is Los Angeles.
Oh, LA.
I moved to Aberdeen, Washington in 1979.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and I've been out in Deep River since 1993.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and I love country music, especially like classic country music, and yeah, you know, Shaban Bajramovic, or, you know, Gypsy, you know, Turbo Folk. Well, you know, it's just, I like all kinds of music, and I just like music, and so,
wait,
you know.
You and Eric, I love it, you know, all the different instruments and loving it all. It's rich. This is a rich tapestry you have here. So you didn't have any problem sort of, I heard Giants in the Trees once at the Maritime, and I have heard Swamp Opera. And so I saw quite the difference between the two bands. But it sounds as though there's a lot of mixing here. It's not big time rock and roll only. It's got the folk element in it as well. Jillian's voice, which is gorgeous, and this picture on the front, which is also gorgeous, I must say, of the four of you, gives a whole nother element to the music. What do you think?
I think that our music is something new. It's hard to classify exactly what it is. People say, what kind of genre are you? And there really isn't a name for it.
Good.
Because there's a little, there's something for everyone on this album, and a lot of different sounds and moods. And it comes from all of our hearts, and
nice.
You can hear some of Ray in there. You know, he actually, as a guitarist, is putting some really amazing things into that too. Jillian brings, you know, these soaring operatic and emotional songs.
Her voice belies her size. You know, when you hear her, such a rich, full voice, and she's quite small.
We're big. You know, we rely on a lot of amplification. And, they actually, the band wants to put me in a box. They're going to surround me with plexiglass because how loud I play.
We're going to put air holes in and then food and water. We're going to.
Well, meanwhile, the good news is at the Liberty, it's quite different from a lot of other venues because the sound there. Have you gotten a chance to go over there and do any?
I'm excited to play in a classic style theater like that because there's just something about how beautiful a theater can be
it's a beautiful place.
And your seating so you can really focus and it's a comfortable place to be and you're in for a treat if you
folks,
come see this show
tomorrow night. Don't miss this tomorrow night at the Liberty. Again, if you want to just review what we're talking about, libertyastoria.org. And don't forget Brian Bovenizer and the new Old Stock will be opening. And I believe we've got the Yitzties on tap for that band. Both Luke and Olaf, I believe, are in that band. And I... I don't think I wrote down the fourth person there, but it's going to be a very wonderful evening of music. And I'm delighted that you two were able to come in and tell us about it. Anything else we need to hear?
Well, thanks, Carol, and thanks, everybody, for listening out there in Coast Community Radio Land. And if you want to know more about Giants in the Trees, giantsinthetrees.com.
There you go. Good. Good. Okay. Giants in the Trees. I like it. Thanks, Chris Novoselic and Eric Friend. And this is Coast Community Radio. And I do have something for you. It is, after all, the fourth day of Kwanzaa. So let's have a listen.
Umoja.
That's, of course, Sweet Honey in the Rock. And we wish everybody a joyful and thoughtful Kwanzaa. And Margaret did a lot of wonderful, a wonderful show on Wednesday night. If you want to check that out, you can listen to our music shows for 2 weeks after they're on. Go to our website, that's coastradio.org, and then look for archives, and you'll find it on Radio Free America. I have another piece that I'd like to play for you, and I want to let you know that the Astoria Warming Center is open tonight and tomorrow night, and it's from 7 p.m. until 8 a.m. The shifts are all filled for tonight. I'm not sure about tomorrow night. Volunteers are always needed, especially for the 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. shifts. Just send an email to astoriawarmingcenter@gmail.com. And the center is right in the middle of Astoria. And you can also check your closets. And if you have some warm clothing that you're not wearing and that you are ready to pass on, it would be greatly appreciated. You can do that with the email as well. I've worked there once, and I'm going to be working there again this weekend. And it's a good thing to do.
If I had $1 million, if I were an entrepreneur, I would rent the Plaza Hotel for a day, rent an Englishman for the door. I'd send out embossed invitations announcing, come one, come all, to the social event of the season, the annual Bag Ladies Ball. From the streets of Greenwich Village, from the benches on 10th Avenue, from the tenements of Harlem will come bag ladies, two by two, dragging their treasures behind them, humming some faraway song. It's a sight New Yorkers will never forget. Bag ladies marching along. Now, they'll each get a suite for the evening with a bath and a telephone. They'll dine in the elegant Oak Room with their bag lady friends, not alone. They'll sip champagne in the Palm Court, stroll down the carpeted halls. Now excitement is mounting for everyone at the annual Bag Ladies Ball. Precisely at 10, the music begins. Bag ladies crowd the dance floor. There's waltzes and foxtrots and tangos and two-steps and sambas, merengues, and more. They exchange the politest of pleasantries as they gracefully sway to the tunes. When the band takes a break, they're served ice cream and cake and are all given silver balloons. Oh, but the evening ends all too quickly for these old women of the streets. They repair to their clean white feather beds in their elegant private suites. Then it's room service in the morning, coffee and croissant for all. Then back to the life they're so used to. Till next year's Bag Ladies Ball.
When I think of you, all of my dreams become this way. Dreams of hues to paint a lustrous mirror like moonlit day that makes my heart sway. That makes my heart sway. When I think of you, I feel the shadow of your smile drifting by for miles with the scent of your breath on my neck. It makes my heart sway. You make my heart sway. Thank you. All of my dreams become this way. Dreams of hues to paint a lustrous mirror like moonlit day that makes my heart sway. You make my heart sway. Oh, when I think of you, I feel the shadow of your smile drifting by 4 miles with the scent of your breath on my neck. It makes my heart sway. You make my heart sway. Yes, you make my heart sway. You make my heart sway.
Yeah, some delightful music from Sunday and Mr. Gessel. That's an original tune from their album, Makes My Heart Sway. They played today at the Sou'Wester, and they are playing at the Adrift on Saturday night. That would be tomorrow night. So you can catch them there. And we also heard the Kristen Lavin with the Bag Ladies Ball, and wishing you all a happy new year, and hoping that perhaps you'll take some time to go to Astoria Warming Center website, and that's .com, Astoria Warming Center. No, I'm sorry, Astoria Warming Center at gmail.com, the website. And ask how you can help. If you can't serve a shift, maybe you can do something else. Some of the shifts are helping out in the kitchen. Maybe you can offer something else. But let's all pitch in this community. We do such a good job most of the time. And we heard from Sweet Honey in the Rock with the... Did it have a name? Of course it had a name. Seven Principles from their selections, 1976 to 88. They are amazing, and that was to celebrate Kwanzaa. And we celebrate whatever we can and as much as we can. For those of you who were expecting to hear Michael Hurley, I'm sorry he couldn't make it today, but we've got lots of great musicians giving us music. And also... let's play another piece for you from Robin Bassier and Lorraine, who are going to be, they're going to be at the Sou'Wester, I believe. Yes, at 8 p.m. tomorrow evening. Tonight, Sou'Wester is featuring Snowblind Traveler, who's also Matt Dorian. Also at the Sand Trap, they have Coyote Willow, and the Winecraft has the John Orr Trio, and Saturday, Simon Levine. And by the way, check out those Cannon Beach restaurants. You know how I love ethnic food, ethnic all kinds of things. So, but Lorraine and Robin are the acts that are going to be playing tomorrow evening at the Sou'Wester after their morning 10 to 2 plant allies and writing rituals, shifting into a new year of personal resilience with Lara Pacheco and Abby Croman. Yeah. And we'll hear a little of them. Let me just remind you that the NCRD in Nehalem is featuring the Magical Strings tomorrow evening at 7:30, a Celtic Yuletide concert. Three generations from Puget Sound. Have fun. And, of course, we heard from Giants in the Trees and Brian Bovenizer and the New Old Stock, who are going to be at the Liberty tomorrow night. Folios is featuring Amigos Nobles, world music, Latin and jazz, at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. On Sunday, they will be at the Bridgewater at 6:30. And, hey, how about some music?
Days. Will I ride and fall into a paper plane? Fly them away till they land in the hands of someone thinking they have caught a confession from an unknown name. And isn't it the same? Letter of love written for a flame. It's just a piece of heart from which it came. Carried on the plane.
It's Robin Bassier, and again, she'll be at the Sou'wester tomorrow evening. We have Troll Radio Review tomorrow morning. Where's that great list of all those wonderful people? Brad Griswold and Derek Moore and friends, and the Salmonberry Play School Singers. How can you resist? And the Troll Radio House Band, of course. And this is all at the Fort George upstairs on, well, you can get there either from Duane or Exchange. And it's between 14th and 15th. And let me just tell you what else is happening on Sunday. Bob Nelson Band in Birkenfeld. Sunday is New Year's Eve, remember, in Klatskanai, Birkenfeld Theater. White Clover Grange, Nehalem, 7:30 to 10, has a dance party with the Nehalem Valley All-Stars. Columbian Theater in Astoria is featuring Dragolution. It's always a fabulous show. Dragolution for 21 and over. Starts at 10. Doors open at 9:30. And it is sponsored by the Lower Columbia Q Center. And you'll go away smiling. You may dress up or not as you please. That's tomorrow evening for Sunday evening for New Year's Eve. At the Columbian Theater, 11th and Marine Drive. Sou'wester is featuring a New Year's Eve dance party. The last one standing wins a weekend there. What a trip. Monday, they have, they're offering at 3 p.m. Black Eyed Peas and Collard Greens, which is a Southern tradition. And Winecraft has jazz with Klon von Fitz. And then on Tuesday, the fabulous Rick's Poetry Mic, 7 to 8:30 at Winecraft. Come at 6:45 and sign up. It's a very friendly group. If you're nervous about reading poetry, sign up or just come and watch, and you'll be amazed how good it feels. The next day, on Wednesday, Astoria Library has Write Astoria with WRITE from 5 to 7, open forum, and then you can share your writings. And on Thursday, of course, the Liberty has Project Trio. And also, Uta Sverdlov is the featured speaker on Yoga, More Than a Stretch, Looking to the Ancient Texts. That's at Fort George, 7 p.m. in the Lovell Room. Lots happening. Here's Derek Moore, who's going to be on Troll Radio tomorrow, folks. I'm going to close out with this. I want to wish you all a thoughtful, productive, activist new year. Healthy, happy, joyful, with friends and family, community, making community. Listening to your Coast Community Radio station, support us if you can. You can even call in now or go online, coastradio.org. And don't forget that for any money you give to any cultural or arts organization, you can match that with a donation to the Oregon Cultural Trust. And you get a credit, not a deduction, a full credit, up to $500. If you pay state taxes, it is unbelievable. We're the only state in the union. Check it out, Oregon Cultural Trust. It's a great way to make sure your money goes where you want it to go. In the meantime, I hope your heart takes you where you want to go as well. Wishing you well. Carol signing off for 2017. KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, coastradio.org. A wet and icy grave, in the darkness that he craves, and in that black cocoon, he hears a wondrous tune.